Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What's up, everybody? Another episode of Redskins Talk podcast. Very cool. We have Redskins linebacker Martrell Spate joining us. Martrell, obviously a big week for you. Now, it's still speculative. We don't know what's going to happen with Will Compton, but there's a chance you could be starting Monday night against the Carolina Panthers. What is this week of practice like for you?
It's been very urgent, you know. Just going out there, trying to make sure that get everyone set up and lined up right and correctly. Just learning the game of football has been very big for me this week. I've been spending a lot of time with Will Compton, asking him, you know, what would you do if he was in this situation? And, you know, just going out there and just being vocal and just being a leader on the defense has been my biggest challenge this week.
So, I mean, you've been playing football, I'm guessing, since you were a kid. How long?
Since I was about 8.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So once the ball is snapped, you know what you're doing, I'm guessing.
Yes, sir.
Now, is it the reads and the coverages and articulating all that that has you not concerned, but that's what you're focused on?
Correct. You know, sometimes playing a linebacker, you know, we get put in a situation where we have to make a lot of checks. And if you don't make the right check, it could be a big disaster. So, you know, first off, you got to make sure you get the call, get everyone situated, and then – you know, you got to see the offense, formation they come out in, and, you know, if it's a certain check you got to make, you got to make it. But when the play snap, you know, if you don't know what to do at that moment, you know, it could be a disaster. So the main thing is you got to make sure you go out there on top of your game, knowing what's about to happen before it happens.
How has Will been helping you along?
He's been huge. You know, I've been spending a lot of time with him, not just this week, but throughout the whole season. Just nitpicking him in his brain, you know, asking him how'd you feel you did on this, how feel you did on that. He's just been critiquing me on my game in practice as well. And this week has been huge, though. I've been spending a lot of time with him just asking him, you know, did I do this right? Is my technique right? Is my break right? And, you know, he's been doing a great job of just coaching me up, you know, just keeping me up to par.
So outside of the X's and O's and the coverage schemes and the checks and all the requirements of a Mike linebacker, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say it all goes down, your second year in the NFL, Monday Night Football, and you're starting against Cam Newton. What is that going to feel like, just on a personal level?
You know, it's huge. You know, a lot of times I get pretty anxious about it. And
we see you get pretty amped up before games.
Yeah, you know, it can work out in your favor, and sometimes it can be detrimental. You know, you got to be able to balance it all out. And, you know, that's why I've been talking to my dad a lot lately this week, and he's been telling me, you know, the game is up and down, and you got to make sure that you stay balanced out. And, you know, of course, you can do it, be amped up in the pregame and stuff like that. But, you know, at the same time, you know, you got to make sure that you're being that leader out there on the field. You know, when things are going bad, you know, you got to make sure that you continue to keep the guys up and stay pushing. So, you know, it's been a lot of mixed emotions this week. You know, I'm ready to get it going and, you know, go out there and play this game.
What are the mixed emotions, though?
You know, anxious. You know, what if this happens? What if that happens? You know, I'm going to make this play. And it's just always different kinds of emotions going on in your head. But, you know, what if I mess up? But, you know, you just got to go out there and be confident, know that you know what you're doing, and know that, you know, it's going to be a time where things are going good and a time where things are going bad, and, you know, you just got to be able to balance it all out.
Once you get out on the field, does the rest of that go away? the anxiety and whatever's in your head? Are you just playing football?
You know, I usually go out either the first play or the first series. You know, a lot of times first series, a lot of guys are really amped up and it takes a few plays for them to calm down. But knowing me, you know, the more comfortable I am, I feel like the better I do. So my main thing is just make sure I stay balanced out.
Now, you're a proud son of Arkansas. What do you think of this cold?
Man, I haven't been this cold since we played LSU. I think it was like 27 degrees. And, you know, our head coach made us go out there and practice the whole week. And, you know, it wasn't
Monday
easy.
Night's going to be cold.
Yeah. You know, every time I go outside and I say it's cold, you know, I just try to tell myself, you know, you got to play the man, be a man, you know, be a man. And it's slowly paying off.
You and I talked earlier this year when there was some concern that you had a concussion. Ends up you did not have one, right? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Last year, you kind of lost most of your rookie year to concussion issues. Mm-hmm. Is that something you think about? Because I remember when we talked about it, maybe it was September or October, it was earlier this year, mm-hmm. that you know, you talked to your family, and it seems like you're quite close with your family. Is that something you think about week to week, or just you go out and play football?
You know, sometimes it's always at the back of your mind. You know, you always see players, you know, guys going out or some type of head injury. And, you know, it's always at the back of your mind. But at the same time, I know and every player knows that you take a risk playing this game. And, you know, it's just what you love to do. And, you know, you can't really think about it too much. You know, you go out there and play timid, and that's when the problems happen. So you just got to go out there and be confident. You know, probably try to play as safe as possible, but play in the means of the game. But, you know, sometimes you get chippy out there, and we all know the effects of playing this game. And, you know, if you're going to play or you're not.
Right. Now, it seems like you and your dad are really close. Do you guys talk every day, once a week?
Pretty much every day.
Yeah? Yes, did he ever coach you or anything?
He's been my life mentor pretty
your
much.
Whole life, I'm guessing.
Yeah. He, from Pee Wee to high school and junior college of Arkansas to now. You know, he always tells me, you know, things aren't going my way. You know, stay patient, try to learn the game as much as possible, learn from other players. Even when I got hurt last year, you know, it's just been telling me, you know, don't look at it negative, look at it as a positive. You know, it gives a chance to, you know, get your body together. You know, you've been through a whole preseason and a regular season game, so you know the physicality of the game. So, you know, just try to use it in your favor. And even this week, he's been telling me, you know, just stay calm, stay poised. I know it's going to be a lot of high emotions, but, you know, just go out there and execute and, you know, just, you know, lead your team to victory.
So twice in this conversation, you said your dad tells you to stay patient. Are you an impatient guy?
I've been known to be, yes, sir.
Like sitting in traffic, you're impatient, or I want to do more in my career right away? Like, all facets? Like, when the line's slow at Chipotle, are you pissed off? Like what level of impatient?
More like when things aren't going the way that I want them to go at that moment. You know, as far as my career, you know, I want to go out there and I want to do this and do that, but at the same time, just him being in my ear about being patient, you know, allows me to be comfortable with the position that I'm in and learn more and more as I can. And, you know, sometimes I get impatient by other things tonight, but majority it's about things when I want them to go a certain way.
Gotcha. So what do you think of life here in Virginia? I'm watching for you. We got two more minutes. I won't make you late for a meeting, I promise. So you're a guy from the South. You're here in Virginia. I'm sure you're in D.C. plenty. You like it up here?
I love it. You know, the people here are excellent. You know, it's a great town. You know, I've never really been a city man in my life, but, you know, it's been something different for me. You know, traffic. Yeah.
But I thought you're from Little Rock, no?
I am, but, you know, you don't really get in too much traffic unless you're catching rush hour, you know.
Versus here, there's just constant traffic.
Traffic, yeah. But, you know, I love it here. The people are great. Great
atmosphere.
What do
you think of the fans?
Oh, man. It's a crowd that cheers us on when we get ready to leave for games and when we come back late at night from games. And just those small people there kind of, you know, it's kind of opened my eyes. You know, it's amazing to me just to see, you know, how faithful the fans are, whether things are going good or going bad, you know.
What's Brett Bielema like?
No, he's a great coach.
He seems like a wild dude.
It can be, but, you know, that's what you want in a coach. You know, you don't want a coach that's just rah, 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 come on, and stuff like that. But he's a great coach. He's the first coach that gave my first Division I offer, you know, and, you know, he took a chance on me when most people wouldn't, and I'm always grateful for that.
Well, you've proved him very right. I don't want to make you late for your meeting. How hyped up are you going to be for your Monday night pregame speech?
I've got to wait and see.
Montrell, thank you very much, man.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
So, Montrell has to go to, you got special teams?
Yeah.
To the special teams meeting that will conclude this episode of Redskins Talk the Podcast. Again, if you heard background noise and such, it's because we are in Redskins Park, outside the locker room, outside the weight room, outside the trainer's room. So there's a lot going on here. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.